Hungarian dance from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Ballet. Orchestral music like this can thrill us, delight us, move us, and bring us together as a community to share in powerful creative experiences. And when the last note is sounded and the applause settles, we can return to our homes and other places renewed, refreshed, and looking ahead to our next musical encounter. When the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic announced a hiatus to review its financial situation, suspending its 2017-2018 season, the organization continued to provide the community with music, but on a smaller scale, to maintain ties to its audiences and as a kind of pledge to return with a full orchestral sound as well. Nancy Sanderson is executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to bring us up to date on the orchestra's status and about more chamber music to come.
As you know, Erica, we took a break so that we could address our debts. And one of the things that the board and I have learned is that you can't make debts that have taken years to accumulate. You can't make them go away in 1 year. So we have a 3 to 5 year strategic plan in which we address our debts and we start with a reduced season and then each year build the season. And we're excited about it and we're glad we're coming back, but there will be no more deficits in the budget.
And I think this is probably the best news because everyone, I think, secretly feared that once the break was taken.
No, I have to tell you that the board is so determined. It's a wonderful board, and it represents community members both in Luzerne County and Lackawanna County. And it represents people who have had a great deal of experience serving on boards, but also some younger people who will be able to carry the momentum far into the future.
Can you tell us then when we might hear another concert?
October. We will be making some kind of big announcement probably at the end of April. There's a few I's to dot and T's to cross, but we've got a wonderful program planned for this year. And although it's reduced, I think that the same quality that people have expected from the Philharmonic will be there.
And all this time, you have been bringing us music, though in a more intimate form.
That's right. That's right. And that has been wonderful. Fei-Fei Dung gave a beautiful recital in the fall. And then we had the Quartet for the End of Time by Messiaen. And it was just breathtaking. It was stunning. And since then, we've had a brass band and a solo cello recital. And we're looking forward to a solo violin recital that's coming up in April.
Which is wonderful, too, because people can gather and continue to have those bonds that have formed in and around the orchestra.
That's right. It's been really interesting because there's been a lot of personal connections with our musicians and the community, and that has been very healthy.
And you are inviting us to a performance, but there are ancillary events that are involved.
Right. Yes, we are feeling very fortunate to have Temple Israel in Wilkes-Barre fund an artist-in-residence program. And there's many purposes involved with it. One is to have a music in our schools. One is to have a meet and greet on Friday night at one of our board members' homes. And then a Shabbat service on Saturday morning where this artist will perform and the Madrigals from Wyoming Seminary will perform. And then finally, it will wrap up with a concert on April 21st at the First Presbyterian Church in Wilkes-Barre. And it will be followed by a champagne reception hosted by the Westmoreland Club. Now, the artist that I'm referring to is Yevgeny Kutik, and his pianist that he'll be bringing is no stranger to Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. He is Spencer Meyer, and Spencer played recently with Jeremy Lamb for a cello recital, and he played the piano for the Quartet for the End of Time. So he's becoming a very familiar face, and he's a stunning musician as well. Yevgeny brings a very interesting background. He and his family immigrated to America from Russia when Yevgeny was 5 years old. And he has built a big name for himself, not only in America, but overseas. He's still quite a young musician, and yet he has a lot of credits and a lot of CDs and just a promising future. He will be speaking at the Shabbat service about what it was like to immigrate to America, and he is very passionate about the American Jewish Federation, who sponsored his family. And so he'll be sharing his experiences there. On Friday night, he will play with Spencer, but also just have a chance to get to know our community. All of this, by the way, is on our website so that anyone who wants to partake in any of these events can. And then on Saturday night, he is going to do some really exciting music, most of it that has a connection with either a Jewish heritage or a Jewish composer or Jewish melodies. So this is a really special event that, of course, the Temple Israel has funded, but I'm so grateful that all proceeds to this will go directly to the Philharmonic. So it's just a gift to the community and a gift to the Philharmonic, and it's just so generous.
And you and I were talking on the way in, Nancy, about one particular album that Yevgeny has, and it's pieces that might have been put in a suitcase on a trip into exile.
Yeah, and that truly is what happened. It was a family suitcase, and when they came to America and found this suitcase, they opened it, and there was all this music. And that's why the album is called From the Suitcase.
And it really does connect music with real life struggles and triumphs, stories. It reminds us how much a part of life music actually is.
That's right. And Yevgeny is just a testament to that kind of perseverance and passion.
And we know there are particular, perhaps, schools or traditions, in this case a string playing tradition, and the Russians are maybe a little darker. Maybe that's a stereotype, but when we read reviews or hear his playing, we get a sense of this rich, traditional sound out of which he emerges, yet he makes it his own.
That's right. As a matter of fact, the New York Times gave him a review and said, with a dark-hued tone and razor-sharp technique. And that's, of course, what we all want to hear. He's a very traditional player and so impressive. And speaking of community, I would like to mention that the honorary chair of this whole weekend is an arts advocate, Essie Davidowitz. And Essie is very active at Temple Israel, and she's been a longtime patron and donor of the Philharmonic. And so it's so important that she be the honorary chair. And of course, she's a dear, dear friend of mine.
And actually, hasn't she played in a
klezmer band?
Play in a klezmer band.
I used to give her flute lessons so that she could play in the klezmer band.
Rylocks and bagels,
yes.
I think. And we go to the venue, Nancy, and there are Tiffany windows in the First Presbyterian Church that take your breath away.
Oh, they're stunning. They are really beautiful. I feel that there's a sort of interfaith type of events going on because Bob Zanicki is going to be involved with the Shabbat service on Saturday. And, of course, Wyoming Seminary's Madrigals will be at the Shabbat service singing. And John Vita opened the First Presbyterian Church for our use because he's the music director there. And so it's kind of, well, not kind of, it is a community collaboration.
Are there things that you have that you've been waiting to let our listeners know in addition to the things that we've put out on the table?
Well, the last small concert of the season will be on May 25th, and it will feature soprano Katie Williams. And Katie has appeared with our orchestra many times, and she called and said, I want to do something for the orchestra. And so she's donating this concert. She's beautiful inside and out, and her voice is just captivating.
Nancy Sanderson, Executive Director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, speaking with us about the status of the orchestra, and we'll be waiting for the big announcement about the orchestra's upcoming season at the end of this month, perhaps the beginning of May, and of course we'll bring you the latest on that. And then about this weekend of April 21st that will feature this violinist, Yevgeny Kutik, and the guest pianist, Spencer Meyer. They will be presented by the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic's PNC Chamber Concerts, and it will be funded by Temple Israel of Wilkes-Barre and the Min and Nat Levy Endowment, performing works by Mendelssohn, Bloch, Prokofiev, and Ravel, and more. And that's Saturday, April 21st at 8 p.m., at the First Presbyterian Church, 97 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, nepaphil.org, you can learn about all the activities surrounding that concert on Saturday night, as we heard described by Nancy Sanderson. And in addition, Yevgeny Kutik will give a presentation at a high school on Friday as part of the residency. For more information, nepaphil.org, and the concert with Yevgeny Kutik and Spencer Meyer, Saturday, April 21st at 8 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 97 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre, nepaphil.org.